The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
53106. Also, if you have a view on whether or not it's acceptable to wear a tracksuit to the pub, because a growing number of pubs are banning them. Dublin's Laughter Lounge Comedy Club has become the latest venue to ban tracksuits, a practice which People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy has labelled as class discrimination. So is it ever acceptable to wear a trackie into the pub? To discuss this, I'm joined by Tina Koumarianos, who is an etiquette expert and agony aunt. Tina, in what context is it socially acceptable to appear in a pub in a tracksuit?
Well, I do think there's a big difference between pubs and bars, because you've got some very upmarket bars that certainly wouldn't welcome you in a tracksuit. Most of their clients wouldn't welcome you in a tracksuit. But bars, I don't know, Anton, I think everything has gone so lunatic PC at this stage. On this particular one, for lads going down to the pub to meet each other, does it matter if they're in a tracksuit? They're not naked. They're not exposing themselves. They're just going down in what they feel comfortable in.
Let me devil's advocate. There may be those who will say, look, when you're going out, there should be a sense of occasion to it. And while it's not Julia Roberts at the Pirates of Penzance, maybe it would be nice to have a bit of a shave, have a shower, put on a decent pair of trousers and go to the pub looking like you're actually leaving the house.
Yeah, well, you'll find a lot of the lads will do all those things if they're on the pull. But if they're just going down to meet their mates, they probably wouldn't bother. They're not going to dress up. But again, it depends very much on the pub and where you are. I mean, I know down here where I live in Rathdrum, yeah, people wear slacks and open shirts or whatever, but they don't feel they have to dress up for the pub necessarily. They go out to meet friends and just enjoy themselves. It's not like a big occasion. It's just like another night out in the pub. But, you know, there was a time back in the day, you probably remember, that there were areas of Dublin that were referred to as Olympic City because everybody went round in tracksuits. But, you know, times change. There are still restaurants and hotels that will insist men wear a tie if they're going into the restaurants. But, you know, tracksuits back at the beginning would only be seen on the south side early in the morning with people jogging along the seafront or whatever. Of course, they've been completely taken over by dry robes now. But I don't know. I think it's certainly not as ridiculous as pajamas in supermarkets. That used to really get me. I couldn't come to terms with that one at all. But I know clubs require smart dress, and some of them refuse to let you in if you have trainers on, which, again, I can't really see how you'd see them on a busy dance floor. But anyway, they say no trainers. But I don't understand where this has suddenly come from and why it's so important. Yes, certainly, for the more, you wouldn't expect to see tracksuits in the Shelbourne Bar or the Ice Bar. Yes, I totally understand that. And there are a lot of other bars in Dublin. I wouldn't expect to see them.
Oh, well, now hang on for a minute. Surely there's a big shift in what is acceptable and unacceptable. 10 or 20 years ago, there was a situation where you expected men to be in jackets and ties and all of the rest of it. Now the richest men in the world dress in the kind of stuff that you would expect to see somebody walking off a building site in. That's now the acceptable norm. And isn't it wonderful? Isn't it great that we can get away with it?
Yeah, but you're saying they should dress up to go out to the bars. I mean, yes, that's the thing, isn't it? The richer you are, you can do whatever the hell you like. You don't have to play to an audience. In fact, you know, they're probably trendsetters or whatever. But I don't know, there are so many rules and regulations. I mean, people of my age will today, we look at what's happening and say, what the hell? This is not fun anymore. We didn't have all this rubbish going on. Everything is so PC. It's got to the point of utter, utter lunacy. Yes, of course, if you are going out for dinner or you're going out to a nice occasion, of course everybody dresses up, you know, like going to the races or to, you know, clubs, yacht clubs, whatever kind of gentleman's club. Yes, you wouldn't dream of walking up the steps in a tracksuit. But there are times when people just want to relax if they're with a crowd. Say, for instance, going to watch a match in a pub on a Saturday afternoon, do they necessarily have, how offensive would a tracksuit be then?
But I wonder, are you saying, therefore, that the pubs shouldn't be able to make these decisions for themselves? Because maybe the publican looks and says, well, I want to create a certain cachet about this venue. I want it to have a certain atmosphere. And that means that I want my clientele to look a certain way. And if they don't, I'm not letting them in. Is that not their right?
How are they going to regulate? I mean, it's going to be very awkward trying to regulate something is so, God, it's so insipid, really. It's not one thing nor the other. I mean, you're going to have to bounce on the door or go up to the person and tell them to leave. And okay, you're going to have a lot of people. I should imagine that would cause, if not fights, certainly aggro if you go up and ask somebody in a group of people to get out because they're in a tracksuit. You'd want to have a bit of backup if you want to keep that going, unless you put a big notice on the door, no tracksuits like you have going into banks, no helmets, you know, for motorcycle couriers. I don't know. I just don't understand why this has suddenly become an issue. Has the tracksuit thing taken off again?
The reason it is a current issue is because a number of hostelries are saying that they are going to bring in this ban or have already. There are a couple of pubs in the centre of Dublin City which have already instituted this, including, for instance, the Laughter Lounge. Tina, there is a lot of people who are in agreement with you saying, silly me, I assume the word pub meant public house licensed by the state. Who is the public? Was it that long ago that jeans were antisocial? Give me a break. Tina, thank you very much. That is Tina Koumarianos, etiquette expert and agony aunt.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.